Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, hour number two. Because we do 3 hours of live radio where we take your calls about anything you like every day, 365 days a year. Now, there are a few times that we're away because we have a conference. But for the most part, if you're listening between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern on any of the hundreds of stations we are on, or you're listening via satellite, direct or free-to-air satellite, we're on that too. If you're watching us on YouTube or DLive or Twitch or a whole bunch of different platforms, that's when you can find us. We're almost always here. The Us in Studio tonight is myself, Chris.
Jay.
Michael.
And we have been talking about minimum wage. Just this idea that, you know, we got to fight for 15. Well, my question to them is then why stop at 15? Why not fight for 50? Everybody should have a minimum wage of $50 an hour. Why not fight for 500? Let's do $500 an hour for every employee, for every job, even if it is a hotel maid who is working part-time. She should get paid No. I'm thinking too small. 50,000 an hour. Fight for 50,000 an hour. What's the problem? You're going to sit there and you're going to go, well, you can't make wages $50,000 an hour. That doesn't make any sense. Exactly. You are starting to get it. Arguing that everyone, every job is worth $15 an hour at minimum doesn't make any sense either. Some jobs aren't worth it.
The money's just printed out of thin air. I was listening to these guys the other day. They're like these socialist progressives. They got this YouTube channel called the Convo Couch, and they're pretty entertaining on the Jeffrey Epstein stuff. The guy's really into exposing Jeffrey Epstein. They do a really good job, but they also really hate the Clintons. It's pretty funny listening to these progressives that hate basically the establishment. But they're they were talking about how, I just heard about how this Federal Reserve is just printing money out of thin air and they can just do that. How come they just don't give free health care to everybody? We can just print it totally out of thin air.
And then they're serious when they said that?
Oh yeah, these guys are dead serious. And
that is a new economic model that's being talked about in some modern monetary theory, since the U.S. has the de facto, is the U.S. dollar is the standard currency. It is the reserve currency of the world.
Right. It is a unit of account that the rest of the world is forced to use.
The theory is if you are in that position, then just go ahead and print money. You don't have to worry about how much you're spending. You can print money all day long because inflation will never be that big of a problem.
They don't even factor
this is the theory.
Inflation. And it's I did get on my phone. I was listening to it on my phone, and I typed in, because it's a YouTube stream, and I was like, hey, that's what Venezuela did. That's what they did in the Weimar Republic. You know, this has happened time and time again. And then, so I don't know if they saw that, but then they started talking about, these wars cost all this much money, and it wouldn't, the cost of free health care for everybody would be less than the cost of war. I'm not going to argue that point. That very well may be true. But as soon as the United States military is not all over the world enforcing the use of the U.S. dollar, then the U.S. dollar is just going to plummet, and you won't be able to, just keep on printing out all kinds of money, because as soon as the rest of the world isn't forced to accept use our dollars in trade, use as a unit of count, then it's going to become worthless, just like the Russian ruble did, back when the Russian economy collapsed.
Gotcha.
It's coming.
We're going to go to the phones where we've got Raphael in New York. Raphael, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Monday, 21 October, KHBH, Honolulu.
Hello, Raphael, you're on the line.
Is the real recordings on how the Trump stole the election.
I can hear him, but...
Oh. Raphael, are you there?
Hello.
You're really quiet. Talk louder.
Monday, 21 October, KHBH, Honolulu, 12:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 a.m. Hawaii. They have the real recordings on how Trump stole the election. He's actually stealing Hillary's mail and jailing people so nobody can hear those recordings. They have it out in KHBH. And when you say this Epstein guy, one of his girls has a blog, Danielle Sittel, S-I-T-T-E-L on Google. In her 1387 WordPress, he says high school girls target for marketing. Needs to beeline it out of town. Get the message. Second,
I'm really having a hard time following
marriage,
that.
Isolated from mayors and needs protection. In the Chicago backdrop, there's a Judge Guzman. He says there's enough on the tapes. He's going to flee to Brazil or false arrest me and order a psych exam, holding me at Trenton site.
So let me ask you, Raphael, are you the gentleman who occasionally calls from a unit, from a healthcare unit? Are you calling from someplace like that?
Yeah, that's correct. Lake in New Jersey, you can hear Guzman admit in the Danielle S-I-T-T-E-L site in the Chicago backdrop, there's enough on the tape recordings of him and I in chambers. He's going to false arrest me or flee to Brazil, and he's going to order a psych exam when he sees me in court. And in
unbelievable. Well, hey, thanks for the call. We're going to go to the phones again where we've got James calling. He wants to talk about minimum wage. James, you're on Free Talk Live. Sorry about that, James. I accidentally hit the wrong number. If James calls back, please let him through, and we'll talk to him. We were continuing to talk about Target and minimum wage and just this idea that, I don't know, you brought up inflation. You know, most people don't even, that just means that, you know, things cost a little bit more now than they used to. And, heck, I mean, that's what happens. Things get more expensive. Yeah, we're all used to that. We're in like 30, 40 years of inflation. Well, tell me I'm wrong. I mean,
things get cheaper with technology. The amount of effort it took to, even during slavery, the amount of energy it took to harvest cotton, today it is cheaper than it ever has been to harvest cotton with this modern equipment that we have. It is cheaper than it ever was to raise crops with, you know, GPS guided tractors. I mean, you can literally farm, one guy can farm 1,000 acres now.
It's cheaper to pick up rocks now, too.
It's cheaper to pick up rocks. I mean, just look at what a calculator cost, you know, 50 years ago.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I teach classes in Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, and before people get into how to load a wallet or anything like that, I want to make sure they understand what money is, and basically what inflation is, because a lot of these cryptocurrencies are deflationary instead of inflationary. Now, the government tells us, oh, the biggest worry we would ever have would be deflation. We've got to stop that, however it is.
That's accurate. The people in the government are very, very, very worried about deflation.
They
but
are.
The people who work for a living, deflation would benefit them. Not
absolutely
tremendous, but incremental.
No. The idea that your currency, your money, would, its buying power would increase. Now, the example I always use is a loaf of bread. You know, go back 5, 10 years ago. Let's just say 10 years ago. How much could you buy a loaf of bread
for? I think it's a horrible example because wheat is so government subsidized.
It is, but it's, but I can look at a loaf of bread. And it's easy for me to remember a dollar loaf of bread. I mean, Walmart used to have loaves of bread for a buck.
But that cup of coffee right there is a perfect example.
There you go.
When I first moved to New Hampshire, that size cup of coffee was, I think, less than $2. About like $1.87, I think.
Okay.
And within just, I don't know, a couple of years, it's in Walpole, it's like probably $2.60 now.
Right. We're $3.03. Now, it's the same coffee. It's the same coffee. It's the same beans. They've actually gotten better at harvesting beans, and they've gotten better at transporting beans. It costs less to move coffee beans from Colombia or wherever to markets here. They're able to, you know, pile all these different loads onto a ship and copy, you know, put things together and ship them more reasonably. But when prices go up, it doesn't mean that things are becoming more expensive. It generally means that the purchasing power of your money is going down. A dollar just doesn't go where it used to go, and that's what's really killing people.
Yeah, just look at anything that's not government subsidized, and you can see. So, like, computers, for example, have actually gotten cheaper because of technology over the years. But, you know, raw materials.
Exactly. $8.55, $4.53. We'll keep talking about inflation. This is...
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
With Fortune DNA, you can invest in anything you want to, 100% tax-free for you and your heirs, and use your money before you're 59 and a half without ever losing your principal, all with the blessing of the IRS. Avoid the volatility of the market, put certainty back into your investing future, and keep full access to your money with Fortune DNA. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453, that is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. That's the number you can call to get on the air and tell us what is on your mind, what's important to you. We'll talk about it. In studio, it's myself, Chris.
Jay.
Michael.
And we're going to change gears. We spend a lot of time talking minimum wage and Target, the company, bowed to the demands of the Fight for 15 activists and some of their own employees, and they raised everybody's wages up to at least $15 an hour. But there are repercussions, and part of those repercussions are people are working fewer hours. So one girl was said, I got my dollar an hour raise, but my paychecks are $200 lower. I don't think that worked out quite the way they were promising. We're going to go to a story out of Canada, and this is about Square Canada. So Square is this sort of point-of-sale system that a ton of small businesses use. So you usually see them with an iPad, and they'll run the app on that, and allows them to, you know, swipe credit cards and ring in orders and stuff like that. This thing's used everywhere.
Swipe credit cards, invoices, track sales. It takes very little effort to get going, so it's very convenient, very popular.
It is. And there have been some issues with Square in Canada, and the headline of this comes to us from CBC. Square Canada doesn't have a tech issue. It's a Cuban coffee issue.
Yeah, and surprise, it's another problem caused by some government issue. So,
Toronto coffee stands collection problem stems from U.S. banks' Cuba embargo fears. The owners of a Toronto coffee stand say Square Canada has told them they can no longer use the popular payment technology because of concerns the coffee stand is selling, get this, beverages made from Cuban coffee beans.
Maybe they should start taking Bitcoin.
Exactly what I thought that when problem. I read this. Yeah.
I'm with you on that. Square Canada allows customers to tap or swipe their financial cards to pay for things, in this case, coffee, from Toronto's Little Havana coffee stand. Little Havana's co-owner, Monica Mustelier, said she's been in contact with the technology company regularly since late August after $14,000, those are Canadian dollars, in customer payments collected using Square never made it into her TD Canada Trust bank account. In an earlier CBC news report, she said the company led her to believe that the missing money was being held due to problems, quote, with the acquiring processor, unquote. A Square Canada spokesperson has told CBC News the situation wasn't a, quote, one-off, but wasn't widespread earlier. It turns out that's not the case, Mustelier says. According to Mustelier, Square Canada told her the tech company uses the U.S. bank J.P. Morgan and Chase Company to process payments, and the bank cannot or will not release the funds due to potential concerns over Little Havana's Cuban coffee beans. So the U.S. government has an embargo, do you guys know the status of the embargo? Because things were going to get lifted by the Obama administration.
Some stuff got lifted, like you could travel there, I believe. But, for example, Cuba can produce a ton of rice. And there's a lot of American lobbying farm interests that don't want Cuban rice entering the U.S. market.
Oh, then keep that embargo up.
So that's got a lot to do with it. I don't really know all of it, but I did hear somewhere that Trump had redacted or reinstated some of the things that the Obama administration had removed with some kind of restrictions with traveling to back and forth to Cuba. I don't know anything about trade, but I do know that essentially the rice lobby for growing rice in like Alabama and all those Gulf states, they don't want that Cuban rice, and that was a big thing.
Oh, and I'm sure they must have sugarcane down there. The United States has one of the most protectionist programs for American sugar.
Oh, well, yes.
Which is why the price of sugar is insanely high.
Well, the price of... It's weird because the price of fake sugars, like so your beet sugar, which is all GMO, Roundup Ready, sprayed with glyphosate. Mm. And then, of course, you have your high fructose corn syrup, which is a reason a bottle of Coca-Cola is cheaper than a bottle of water, even though they're, come on the same truck, they're sold in the same cooler, and they're bottled in the same, facility, just look at it. It's cheaper or right about the same price. And one of them is water, and one of them is water with a bunch of other chemicals and ingredients that are government subsidized.
Right.
So the government subsidization has actually lowered the price of sugar tremendously, putting a lot of sugar producing nations like out of business. For example, the island of Saint Kitts and Nevis were huge sugarcane producers. And in 1975, sugarcane, I believe, was like $380 a ton, and by 1990 something, it was less than like $35 a ton due to the American government subsidizing the crap out of sugar. These other countries just couldn't compete in the market, and they lost their sugar trade.
Interesting. I hear from people that have been overseas and are baking types, because I couldn't tell you how much a pound of sugar is. They couldn't believe how high prices were compared to, for example, a friend of mine who moved here from Thailand. She's like, I can't believe this. I could never afford to do half the stuff I did.
But what kind of sugar are they talking about?
Just cane sugar.
Okay, that's a totally different story because, the price is being, like all the junk food you buy is high fructose corn syrup and beet sugar.
I'm talking about just regular sugar cane, and that's... They have had protectionist policies on the benefiting the American cane sugar producers for decades.
Yeah, since very powerful.
Going
lobby.
Back to the early in the 20th century.
Couldn't happen without government intervention, that's for sure.
Absolutely, and apparently, you just can't sell Cuban coffee, so we still embargo certain things from Cuba. Because the bank, even though this is a Canada story, this is Canadian people, this is a Canadian coffee stand that sells coffee with Cuban beans, Square, who happens to bank with J.P. Morgan, says, nah, you can't do that. That's against foreign policy, I guess, trade policy. That the United States is all over. This is insanity.
I guess they just made the assumption that her beans were Cuban based on her name. I mean, obviously it says Little Havana Cafe, but what did they inquire or what?
that's it. Quote, I was kind of surprised. I was kind of shocked and mad because we're a Canadian company using Cuban goods bought and sold in Canada, and that's completely legal. Mustelier told CBC News Monday, Mustelier legally imports the coffee beans through a Montreal distributor. Today, Valerie Jackson, Square's Canada communications manager, confirmed to CBC that the issue isn't a tech problem at all. Hey, it's a problem with government. What do you think? Should we be allowed to buy things from other countries, even if we thought they were bad people? Should businesses pay? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Divvy is crypto made easy. Anyone can use Divvy to securely and seamlessly spend, earn, store, or exchange digital money, the US dollar, and euros. Divvy is fast. Transactions happen in seconds with fewer fees. While other altcoins are languishing, the Divvy price has risen substantially against BTC. Now's the time to make a switch to Divvy, or make your start with cryptocurrency with Divvy. Visit DivvyProject.org. Divvy is crypto made easy. Plus one-click master notes. DivvyProject.org. Again, DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the U.S. is the number one energy superpower in the world.
Speaking at an energy conference in Pittsburgh, the president says an energy revolution is underway in America. The president also claims American energy was under assault under the Obama administration. About two dozen Republicans stormed the basement of the House, holding up the latest witness testifying to three different House committees as Democrats continue their impeachment inquiry investigation into President Trump. Florida Republican Congressman and military veteran Michael Waltz explains why he decided to take part to Fox News.
I'm on Armed Services Committee, right. And today we had a Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense, for which the committee I'm on has jurisdiction over, as the witness, yet I'm not allowed to sit in or even, look, I just want to be able to read the transcripts.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. That's 855-450-FREE. 450-3733. That's the number to call to get on the air. But first, I want to tell you about a way that you can accept cryptocurrencies. These things are really starting to boom. More and more places here in Keene, New Hampshire, where this show is broadcast from, accept cryptocurrency. Do you own or operate a retail business? And are you looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier, thanks to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. There's no paperwork or approval process to go through to open an account. You already have a tablet at your cash register. You're almost done. Just visit HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com and follow the simple steps within moments. You'll be accepting cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. That's HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. In studio, it's myself, Chris.
Jay.
Michael.
And we have been talking about the inability of some businesses to use the Square iPad app and the little card reader, the thing that you go into a lot of restaurants these days, and people use this app and the hardware to process credit card transactions. It's nice and easy, and it's hugely popular, but
dangerous.
Evidently, one lady who runs a coffee shop in Toronto has found out that Square can't really do anything for her.
Well, they can. They won't do anything. All I mean, basically, this small business got jacked for $14,000 by the likes of, what's it, J.P. Morgan involved with them?
Yep.
Who it was?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's who Square uses.
So
that's
Jamie Dimon.
Twice removed, yeah. Jamie Dimon.
The CEO of J.P. Morgan, a scumbag, in my opinion. I mean, he is a scumbag is about all I can say on the radio. And here he is literally just robbing somebody of 14 grand, and the guy's worth probably billions of dollars. I mean, but everywhere J.P. Dimon has his hands in something. I mean, you know, they've been busted for, you know, manipulating the precious metals markets. I mean,
oh God, yeah.
This just one, you know, scumbag thing after another. I mean, if there wasn't for government protectionism, somebody would have literally shot this guy a long time ago for his actions.
Well, J.P. Morgan Chase is one of Wall Street's biggest banks. I mean, that is a fact. They are one of the most powerful banks on Wall Street.
And their business motto is to rob people for billions of dollars and pay millions in fines.
And you are not wrong. You can find a list of fines that J.P. Morgan Chase has been paying. They routinely pay billion-dollar fines to the Securities Exchange Commission. They'll pay fines to consumer parts of the federal government that are set up to protect consumers. And you know, you can look at a list and go, oh, they paid $900,000. They paid $20 million. They paid $50 million. They paid $5 billion because they were breaking the law here. And it's to them, it's just the cost of doing business.
We did an article a couple months ago here on Free Talk Live, and it was $25 million in fines that they paid to the Securities and Exchange Commission over the manipulation of precious metals.
Yeah.
And in the article, which was a Zero Hedge article, the guy had done some calculations on his decade where it was hundreds of times that they did this precious metals manipulations.
Yeah.
And they made billions of dollars and paid like a 1% or a 2% like fee essentially.
And you're talking about J.P. Morgan Chase. You're neglecting all the other banks
that have been fined
over manipulation of markets. And they do it just because, you know, if you're going to make $1 billion off of breaking some laws, and the worst that's going to happen is you're going to get fined, you know, $20 million, that's just accounting. It just makes sense for them to be crooks.
It's like, if you're going to pay me $1,000, say I'm a taxi driver, to speed, to go 100 miles an hour down the highway, and the maximum fine is $100 for doing that.
Done deal.
Yeah, let's just go for it. You know, let's do it. That's essentially what is happening.
So this lady, Valerie Jackson, who is the communications manager for Square Canada, said, quote, "I want to clarify that Square is not experiencing a technical glitch. While I cannot speak with you about Monica's individual case, I can tell you that Square customer success team spoke with Monica yesterday, and she now knows the reason. And this is what she was told. The U.S. has a financial and commercial embargo against Cuba." This is where they get their coffee beans from. "Severely limiting dealings with Cuban interests. Mostellier," this is the owner of the coffee shop, "is Canadian and says she has no idea why a U.S. embargo is affecting her Canadian business. Quote, for the U.S. sanctions against Cuba to affect us so directly is a shock because I know Canada and Cuba have good relations," she says. Mostellier has been using Square technology for the past 3 years without incident. Then in late August, thousands of dollars of Square Canada was supposed to transfer into her bank account, never made it. Ever since, Square Canada has been working with Mostellier to find out what went wrong. Well, it's obvious your bank isn't honoring this vendor because they supposedly have dealings with somebody that the U.S. has a problem with. Quote, "I don't know why they would be using a third party in the States to process Canadian funds," unquote, Mostellier said about Square Canada's use of a U.S. bank. quote, if I knew Square's policy, I probably wouldn't have used them in the first place.
Like you could ever, you know, actually understand, never mind spend 3 days reading the agreement terms of their crap and...
Right,
you know.
But would they even talk about that? I mean,
no, they wouldn't.
It's some back-end deal. You know, Square advertises, at least to the U.S. customers, that, you know, you don't have to deal with any. Just give us your bank account number, sign up for a Square account, and we'll deposit the money that you receive through Square. It's straightforward. It's simple.
No, it's not straightforward. Because they're in compliance with, you know, United States Code, Title, yada, yada, blah, 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 which is, you
right.
know...
But for a lot of small businesses, this simplifies things. And, yeah, you and I realize all the other things that are going on.
So this is in Toronto?
Yes.
So we got to have some listeners in Toronto. Here is a great time if you're a Free Talk Live listener in Toronto to go do some real activism. Why don't you go down to Little Havana, say, hey, listen, I heard about you on Free Talk Live. This really sucks. The JP Diamonds, you know, screwing you over like this, but there's this thing called Bitcoin where this can't happen.
Right.
And you should check it out. Try to pay them in Bitcoin, you know, and then maybe we can get, you know, their Bitcoin address and, you know, say, hey, these guys can take Bitcoin now. And, you know, maybe some Bitcoiners out there would like to show Little Havana a little support, maybe help them out a little bit because they got screwed for 14 grand.
Hold on.
I would. I'd dump $10.
No. You're telling me this. I mean, couldn't government just shut down all the Bitcoin transactions going to this coffee shop?
Yeah, if they blew the coffee shop up, they probably could. But no, not really. They can't.
No,
they can't shut
really
down going to the wallet.
It. Wouldn't this Cuban embargo affect my American Bitcoin from being spent in Canada?
Get them set up with AnyPay while you're there, too.
Yeah. The point is. Bitcoin doesn't know what a border is. It doesn't know what
regulations are.
Or regulations. It doesn't know what foreign policy the U.S. is doing. Bitcoin doesn't care. Bitcoin is just software that is running in countries all over the world, and because of that, it's decentralized, and that means it's very, very difficult to shut down. I dare say it would be impossible to shut down.
Hasn't been done yet.
It's sanction-proof.
And that ought to be of interest to you as you listen to this story where some woman is out $14,000 just because of Cuban coffee beans. 855-453, this is Free Talk Live.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're in our second hour, but we do 3 hours of radio every night because we like to take the opportunity to talk to you. But first, I wanted to know where you are going to be in late February. Michael, Jay, where are you going to be?
Oh, I know right where I'm going to be in late February.
Sadly, I do, too, and it's not going to be at Anarchapulco. I wish I could make it. I've got to make it one of these years. How about Anarchapulco with, listen to this list of guests, Ron Paul, John McAfee, Sherry Peel Jackson, Doug Casey, Freeway, Rick Ross, Del Bigtree, Jeff Berwick, Larkin Rose, James Corbett, Jeffrey Tucker, Benny Wills, Paul Rosenberg, Luke Rakowski, Dale Brown, James True, Michael Bowman, Lily Forrester, Piazza Sif. I mean, these are all huge names in the Liberty community. I mean, it is going to be a great event. And guess who else will be there? Free Talk Live will be there, broadcasting live. Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists. It's held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state and central banks. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Enjoy 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort, February 13th to the 16th. Visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and get 10% off with promo code FTL. That's anarcho.com, promo code FTL. So we've been talking about Canada. We've been talking about this Cuban coffee shop. It's owned by a Canadian lady. But it's called Little Havana, and she likes to use Cuban coffee beans. I mean, that makes sense. And she uses Square Canada payment processing. So Square allows her to process payments when people want to use a credit card, but now they are holding $14,000 of her money that people paid her just because the coffee beans are from Cuba. And J.P. Morgan Chase says that, well, you know, that might be dicey, so we're just going to hold all your money. Because the U.S. has a trade embargo against Cuba, we're not sure if that's legit. Even though it's happening in Canada, which has wonderful relations with Cuba, even though we're just going to say, we're just going to hold on to that money. We're going to take it. And you're out 14 grand.
Square does this a lot. I have a, I know a guy who was manufacturing silver, and he did a big promotion. He bought a lot of Facebook advertisement, and he sold like $300,000 worth of silver.
Wow.
In like a month after doing this stuff. Well, they took a bunch. They took and they locked up everything. The credit card processors, because they were concerned about fraud and this, that, and the other thing. And it literally put that silver man out of business.
They don't want to use the real money.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Real money, bad.
Or real coffee beans from Cuba, it sounds like now.
Exactly. We're going to go to Discord, where we've got Bad Slave. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Thank you for taking my call. Good to see you, Mike. I guess I don't... Do we know each other?
I have no idea. I can't see your face.
It's a problem with radio.
Yeah, well, some people know me as Abel Freeman.
I have heard the name.
Yeah, there we go.
You have a long beard, glasses, bald head?
No, I've got...
I got that one wrong.
That's okay. Hey, what's on your mind?
Everything else, the beard, the glasses, all gone.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, sure we'll meet you someday. You don't sound familiar, but whatever. I wanted to talk about, you know, one of the biggest inflationary factors or two. Those are education and healthcare. And you know, getting back to the earlier subject.
Okay, so how is inflation and education related?
Well, education is to me, education basically is the delivery of IT. So anything IT ought to actually be becoming very, very much cheaper.
Good point.
And the other thing about education is healthy young people, are sponges for education. So yeah, actually delivering data should not be costly. As a matter of fact, to my game and my understanding of data, the cost of delivering data is approaching zero. Does anybody disagree with that?
That's a good point. And, Jay, we were talking about this when we were talking about skill sets and how you can really learn. I mean, you can learn a whole lot just by
watching
YouTube videos. Whenever I go to fix anything, that's my first step. But a basic education, you don't have to send your kid to a government school. They can get it all online. And
Abel brought up a really great point. For example, just like cryptocurrency versus legacy banking, we know it's very expensive to do legacy banking transactions compared to cryptocurrency. Well, for education right now is essentially the cheapest it's ever been in history, because there are free online courses by, I can't remember, maybe you guys know some of the ones off the top of your head, but.
Well, there is, I'm trying to think of the one, it's been around forever. I use Udemy, UDEMY.com, and I'm taking a programming course in Python. Guess how much? I have like 60 hours of video that I'm working my way through. It cost me $10.
Yeah, that's cheap.
Yeah, and just this idea that people are out there producing content that you can take advantage of. MIT has put so much of their curriculum online for free. It's amazing. And And meanwhile, I get my tax bill, you know, from my school district.
Legacy
education. So guess what? We just need more money. Well, this is the one exception. I hope this touches home with people. Everybody pays property taxes, either directly or indirectly, if you rent. But those costs just keep going up. Why can't they be like the free market?
Those are symptoms. Symptoms of the problem. The problem is taxation by theft.
Right.
Until you fix that, it ain't gonna get. It's gonna be bad forever.
Go ahead, Pat.
The actual reason for the increased cost of schooling is that it's a negative reaction. I mean, the truth is that what they're trying to actually produce in the public schools and even academia after that has always, for a long time now, been the actual destruction of educated children.
Hallelujah.
The actual diminution of people into permanent adolescence. I think that that's their objective. And of course, that's not what healthy young people aspire to be.
That's how we get these people clamoring for 15 bucks an hour.
It ends up being very expensive to actually produce that result. And I keep talking about this and so many people just, I guess it just floats right over their heads and they don't even want to think about it.
The one I was trying to think about was Khan Academy.
Khan
Academy has been around for years, and this guy, I think his name's Sal Khan.
Salman Khan.
He just, I came up with a couple classes, and I thought I'd do videos, and people responded and said, hey, this is really cool, and so he did more courses. It is amazing what is now up on Khan Academy, and it's free. Honest to God, it's just free, and this is amazing. He's got some sponsorship by some big organizations that are, meaning big, nonprofit organizations that want to support him, and this is a great thing. You have a choice. You don't have to take the government indoctrination centers and send your kid to them. You have so many choices now. And
you don't have to take on all this student loan debt and go to college when you can go to Khan Academy for free.
And my biggest cost as a retiree is in fact my...
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.